It's time now for our regular COVID-19 update with Dr. Declan Matthews. And Declan, the majority of restrictions lifted from last week, including social distancing, the requirement for a vaccine pass, and the limit on numbers in indoor and outdoor settings. Tell me, is it the moment we've all been waiting for? Or is it a case of too much too soon?
I don't think it's a case of too much too soon. I think it was done for a number of reasons. I think the most likely common, there's two major reasons. A, Omicron is much less severe than all the others. And as I've often said here before, and I'm sure people are fed up of listening to me, it's behaving very like the Spanish flu did in 1918, 1919. Came in four sort of waves. The last wave was bad enough, but then it sort of died out. And I think the gut feeling is that's what's happening, because the case numbers are dropping. As you can see, they're down to 10,000 was it yesterday. They are dropping, people aren't getting as sick, the number in hospitals are dropping, and half the people I know, I saw something today that half the people in hospitals in the UK with COVID are in with something else, not with COVID.
And that was an interesting stat that did come out. They were saying something like over half, wasn't it, that had initially kind of gone in, hadn't gone in, as you said, with COVID, but had either contracted inside or discovered that they could have been asymptomatic going in as well.
Yeah, they probably were asymptomatic going in, but it's still a very good sign. It means our hospitals aren't being overloaded. Yes, they have a lot of COVID cases, but still that's dropping the whole time. The numbers in ICU are dropping. So I think that was one reason that they sort of said, let's ease the restrictions. I think the other reason, and I think you would absolutely agree with this, Linda, is we were all getting tired of it. It was hard to stick to the rules. We were probably all getting a little bit less careful than we should be. And I do think also the fact that we didn't see the huge upsurge after Christmas, I think that helped them to make the decision.
Are we finally getting to a place where we can start to breathe a sigh of relief and relax a little bit about COVID?
I think we're getting to a place exactly where we can breathe a sigh of relief and relax. I don't think we can shut down our guard totally. Let's put it that way. I still think the idea of having masks in shops and that sort of stuff is a good idea. I still think, you know, when you go into the pub, you probably should have your mask on. When you sit down, you can take it off, you know. And I think, and that's more so for people who are vulnerable. And they're the ones you sort of worry about is the vulnerable. And I think the vulnerable are clever and they will know that they need to be careful for another while.
And touching on that, because there will be people listening to this today and they will have heard the lifting of restrictions. The majority of the population were delighted, but there is a section of the population very, very fearful. They're vulnerable. They're wondering, if we all open everything up, are they at danger again? If there's someone listening to this today and they are fearful, what can they do to still protect themselves?
They can still stick to a lot of the sort of rules. In other words, like, don't go to big parties, don't go into big crowded situations, don't go on crowded buses. And things are going to be crowded from now on, I'm afraid. So they're still going to have to limit their activities a little bit, wear their mask, wash their hands, do that sort of stuff. Really, a lot of the stuff that we've been doing so far, they're going to have to stick doing for another while.
What's the situation locally with COVID? Are we better than what we were?
Oh, we are, yeah. There's no doubt. I was talking to some of the doctors in town the other day and the feeling is that they are at last going back to seeing normal stuff. And in fact, it's now that the normal stuff is not forming the majority. The COVID stuff is not forming the majority of their workload. They're back where the normal stuff is forming the majority of their workload. And I think with that in mind, I think this would be very, very, very important. Some people have put off getting symptoms seen. Some people have put off getting worrying symptoms seen. And that's in our nature. We'll say, oh, look, that's my usual, or they have a reason. But I think if you have any sort of symptom that's been going on more than 3 or 4 weeks, and you know, you've been fobbing it off in a way by not getting anything done, now is the time to start thinking about getting something done with that. There's always going to be the worry that stuff will have been missed during COVID because of COVID dominating everybody's thoughts. And as I say, there's always the sort of fear that there are people out there who are sort of ignoring signs, like maybe weight loss or maybe bleeding from somewhere, whatever signs, tummy ache that's going on, that's not just normally settling. And I know people will say, oh, I had a few pints last night, that's the tummy. And then they have another reason the next day, and they have another reason the next day. Whereas really, they should be beginning to get that tummy pain looked at.
Because GPs are back fully operational again, aren't they?
They are. I think they're still controlling entry a little bit from what I can gather, you know, because I think, and I don't see us ever going back, and I think that's one of the things that may change in general practice. I don't see it ever going back to 30 people in a waiting room all arriving at the same time and sitting there forever waiting. And I hope it doesn't go back to that, because that really wasn't a very efficient way of doing things. I think some telephone consultations will remain remain, and they are not a bad idea from that point of view. But totally depending on telephone consultations is a very, very bad idea. As I say, going back to somebody with a tummy ache, somebody with a tummy ache, you need to put your hand on that tummy to see what's happening.
Now, moving to children and the situation with COVID in children at the moment, particularly primary school children. Latest reports seem to indicate that fewer than one in five under 11s have been vaccinated. Is it understandable that parents are hesitant to get their school kids vaccinated?
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is a discussion that every parent has had, or every all parents have had. Will we? Won't we? Should we? Shouldn't we? And I'm sure if you see a group of people standing together outside schools, that's probably what they're discussing. And it's very hard to be dogmatic about this, you know. I certainly think if there is somebody vulnerable in the house, or if the children themselves are vulnerable, I think they need to be vaccinated. It's very hard to be, as I said, dogmatic, telling everybody they should all go get their children vaccinated. And as I said, we've had this discussion in our own house, you know, where my children wondering whether they should get their children vaccinated. And as I say, I'm sort of sitting on the fence a little bit on this one, in the fact that I think if it was a nasal vaccine, you'd march them all up and get it done. I think the fact that it's an actual two injections, I think we're all a little bit hesitant, and I think probably a little bit more hesitant at the moment because there is this feeling that COVID is going eventually. But I go back to what I said, if there's somebody vulnerable in the house, if the child themselves are vulnerable, I certainly think it's well worth doing in those situations.
Because there certainly is a feeling, particularly with the new variant and the fact that it is so milder and stuff like that. I do think that if the vaccines had been available for children under 11, 12 months ago, in the height of Delta, when it was a lot more serious, you would have seen a much bigger uptake of the vaccine. I do think a lot of parents are kind of saying, this is milder. It's a milder version. They're not going to get as sick. Is there a need to give them a vaccine?
Yeah, and I agree with you there. And in fact, 12 months ago in surgeries, people were bringing their children in and saying, can I have the vaccine? And of course, at the time, the vaccine was only an adult vaccine. It was about three times the dose of the normal vaccine. And parents were saying, well, just give him a third of the normal adult one. But it wasn't licensed for that, and people couldn't do that then. But now it's there and it's licensed for children, and it's perfectly safe. And I think that's very, very important. It's a perfectly safe vaccine. But I think there is probably a degree of hesitancy, a degree of understandable hesitancy.
Absolutely. Now, if a parent receives a message from the school to say that their child is a close contact, child in their class or pod has tested positive for COVID, what are the new regulations around that now for primary school kids?
Now, this is sort of one I'm actually having going to have to read this out because really it's extremely difficult to keep up with it. It has changed and everything has changed. I know the testing in children should go for antigen. Let's do that first. Who should be antigen tested? Children who are age 4 and over and have symptoms of COVID should have antigen testing. Children age 4 or older who are close household contacts should have antigen testing. Children who've had a confirmed case of COVID-19 in their pod at school or childcare should have antigen testing. And children who've had 2 or more confirmed cases of COVID-19 in their group or class in different pods within a 7-day period should go for antigen testing, you know. Now, as you know, you can get antigen testing. It's quite easy to do. It's not always the most.
I actually had to do it myself this morning, would you believe, because I got a similar message yesterday about one of my kids in one of the schools here. And very easy to do. Literally just went online onto the HSE. You get a roll number from the school. You put that in. You put in your name and your address, and they send it out to you. It's very, very simple to get the antigen test posted, you know, from the HSE.
Yeah, you still have to stick it up your nose, which is the not so nice bit, and it brings tears to your eyes. But other than that, I mean, I've done loads of them over the time, and there's great great evidence, I think, that probably people who are worried about COVID still, maybe doing an antigen, and I'm not talking about children specifically at this stage, but maybe do an antigen test twice a week, and I think if that keeps staying negative, you're fairly certain you don't have COVID. And I think that's one way that people could reassure themselves.
It is. And they are we've been told to use them. So use them.
Yeah, I've been using them about twice a week now. I got lazy this week and I've only done it once this week. But I have been sort of fairly regularly doing it, you know.
Brilliant. Now, finally, when you look at the situation today versus 2 years ago when we started having these chats, do you think, are we nearly there? Are we nearing the end of this?
Absolutely. But then 2 years ago, I think I would have said to you, it'll be over in 6 months. So
I
I'm
think
not so,
so
sure you can. You
Let's
can
replay that, will we?
I'm not so sure. Yeah, don't. I'll admit it. I certainly would have thought when it first started, it'd be gone by sort of October, November or Christmas anyway. Mm. And it hasn't. And if you think of it, not the Christmas just gone, but the Christmas before that was absolutely awful. I think we have gone through terrible times. And I think that's another thing that probably we're going to have consequences on people's mental health from this. And you can see all the scandal at the moment with the CAMHS in Kerry and that sort of stuff, which is we won't go into. But there will be mental health issues from this. There need to be mental health services will need to be backed up and improved and funding put into them. But no, I'm way more positive at the moment. If you ask me, do I think COVID's going to disappear forever in the next few months? My answer to that is no. I think COVID's going to be less of a problem in the next few months. But I think every year, maybe every winter or every autumn or something like that, there'll be a little sporadic outburst of it here and there, you know, and that a bit like what happens with flu and what happens with a lot of these illnesses. It's a bit like measles in kids, you know, you get a little outbreak of it now and then. That sort of situation, I think, and I think that situation will go on forever. But the pandemic, I think, is on its way out.
On that positive note, we'll leave it. Dr. Declan Matthews, thanks a million.
Thanks, Linda.